Morning, Squire.
Morning, sir.
I'd like a video caster, please.
A video recorder. Anyone in particular?
Well, I'd like to have some specifications.
Yes.
And functions. I must have some functions.
I see. Did you have any model in mind?
Well, a friend mentioned the Arikiri Kabuki Kasuni Kawachamakalik. You know, the Japanese one, the 2000. Because I'm very technically minded, you see.
I can see that.
So I want one with all the bits on it. All the Japanese bits. You know, the 2000.
What system?
Well, electrical, I think. Because I'd like to be able to plug it into the television, you see. I've got a Japanese television.
Have you?
Yeah, I thought you'd be impressed. Yeah, the 2000, the Okikoki 2000.
Well, sir, there is this model.
Yeah, well, it looks smart, yeah.
8 hours per cassette, all the functions that the others have, and I know this will be of interest. A lot of scientific research has gone into making it easy to operate, even by a complete idiot like you.
Yeah, pardon?
It's a Philips.
Doesn't sound very Japanese.
No, a Philips. A Philips. It's a Philips.
Yeah. Well, it's a 2000, is it?
Well, in fact, it's the 2023.
No, it hasn't got enough knobs on it, no. What's that one over there?
That's a washing machine.
Yeah, what, sort of Japanese?
The VR 2023. Video you can understand from Philips.
Hello, Lost Property.
Yes?
I've lost something on a train. It's about 3 weeks ago now.
What was it, dear?
It was a can of Apple Tango soft drink.
Oh, no. I've not got soft drink yet.
No. It was in a carrying case.
Small or big?
What?
Small or big?
Quite big. You should be able to see it straight away. The see-through pan in the front, it was packed in ice, but I mean, by now it would be bobbing about in the water, but you must find it for me.
I'm going to check it now.
Do you know what you're looking for?
I'm looking for the water in the bag, innit?
I need to find it!
Three weeks ago, yeah?
Yeah.
No, you just remember you lost it.
No, I've been looking at it for 3 weeks.
Oh, I see.
It was a sleeper train. What if some skanky Scotsman's like sitting there swigging her out of a plastic cup? What sort of life would that be?
Yeah.
Have a look for me, please.
Okay, I'm going to.
All right, can you hurry, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
No chance.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, definitely sure, definitely, sir.
Well, you check again.
I check again, bye-bye. Hello?
Right. I actually rang about 10 minutes ago and asked the chap to look for a lost item. He was very rude to me.
Because my chap just told me, man rang and he could not find it.
It's you, isn't it? It's you. You've got it, haven't you? You've drunk my Apple Tango.
Yeah.
Problems with Apple Tango? Call someone who knows. Call the Apple Tango helpline. 0990 112 233.
And now the final entrant in the International Festival of Mime takes the stage. François Pleep starts his mime. He opens a door, I think, and now appears to be pushing something very heavy across the stage. Oh no, he's having a baby. Or is he filling out a pool's coupon? Anyway, he's put it down, whatever it was, and he's shaking his head. François, obviously not very happy. But wait, he has an idea. And it's opening a small elephant. No, it's a fridge, I think. He's taking something out and starting to drink. Looking at the way he's enjoying it, it can only be a can of Heineken. And suddenly his mime is taking shape. Brilliantly, he mimes a resplendent lady next to him. She's Princess Alice from Prestatyn, height 5'9", who has clear blue eyes and long, mousy hair. She waves her magical braided coat made in Baden, Germany, and whisks him off to a castle of the Third Gothic Revival period, circa 1309, where he is met by 62 soldiers on horseback, each dressed in the official livery of gold and black, with little blue rosettes on each lapel. And now he's finishing his mime with a little speech to the soldiers. He's miming the words, Heineken refreshes the parts other beers cannot reach.
Truly remarkable, Monsieur Pleep.
To prove to you just how clear and vibrant Coca-Cola Gold's colours are, I'm going to conduct a little exercise. Imagine for a moment that you can actually hear colour. Now, you'll have to concentrate, mind. Right, this is the sound for blue. I said you'll have to concentrate. Thank you. And this is the sound for green. That's it. And now let's hear it for yellow. And finally... wait for it, lads. Red. Right. I'm now showing you a photograph of a magnificent sunset over the Grand Canyon as taken on Coca-Cola Gold. And now I'm going to show you that very same sunset taken on ordinary film. I suppose it has a certain raw charm.
Coda Colour Gold. For a symphony of colour, we have the clicknology.
Here, Bill, hey. Just watch this. Look at that car trying to park.
Oh, you're joking. No, that just has to be a woman driver. It must be.
It's got to be. Here, do you want some help, love? Here, look at her now. Look.
I don't believe it. She's just whacked that GTI. Are you all right, darling?
It's a bloke.
Bloke? Ah, it was a tight space, though, wasn't it, eh? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that space, very tight space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Complicated.
Since men are responsible for 81% of parking offences and 96% of dangerous driving offences, why should women have to pay the same for car insurance? At Swinton, we have access to policies with up to 20% reductions for women. For a competitive quote, contact your local branch or free phone Swinton on 0800 600 700.
If you've ever thought you were too busy to attend a first aid course, we suggest you listen to the following recording of a 999 call. It's between a paramedic and a young mother who's just discovered her 13-month-old baby has stopped breathing and turned blue.
Hello.
Hello.
Right, have you got the baby with you now?
Yeah, I have.
Is she in your hands?
She's on her back. No, she's in the cot. She's in the cot in front of me on her back.
Okay, lift her up. Are you left or right-handed?
Right.
Okay, lift her up and put her in your left arm.
Right.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
Is the head flop backwards? The head flopping backwards, not a lot, just a little bit.
Yes, just a bit. Flopping.
Right, okay. Now put your mouth over her mouth and nose and blow in gently.
Blowing her mouth.
Blowing her mouth and nose gently. Okay, so her chest rises a little bit.
Okay.
Have you done that? Right, has she done anything?
No.
Okay, do it again.
Okay.
Okay, is she breathing, yeah?
No.
Okay. Take two fingers. Put them in the middle of the chest, right?
Yes.
And press gently about five times, quickly. Okay.
Yes.
Is she doing anything now?
No.
Okay. Like you did before, twice.
In her mouth.
In her mouth and nose. Any reaction?
No.
Okay. With your fingers again in the middle of her chest, 15 times, quickly.
Her arms are moving.
Okay.
Her arms are moving.
Great. Okay.
Her chest isn't moving, though.
Sorry?
Her chest isn't moving.
Right.
No.
Okay. Now then, take one of her arms and the muscle at the top, move it to one side and see if you can feel a pulse.
She's moving her arms again. Yeah.
Okay. She's moving her arms. She must be breathing.
Right.
Okay. And her heart must be working. All right?
Yeah.
Is her arms still moving?
Yeah.
Is that her, a canoe?
Yeah.
Okay. Sit down and relax now.
Okay.
Sit down and relax. The ambulance is on the way. They're going to take her to hospital. All right.
Yeah, right.
We'll get her checked up at the hospital.
Okay.
All right, you've done a wonderful job.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, look, the ambulance will be there shortly.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Now call the Red Cross on 0245 490 090. And ask about a short first aid course near you. Unless, that is, you're still too busy.
It's about this time of day that I like to offer a little boost to you, the public out there. And first on the line we have a Mr. Gary Whitcomb. So, Mr. Whitcomb, what's your problem?
Well, Vic, for no apparent reason, like, I've got a herd of about 63 buffalo in
63?
Me. 63? Aye, that many. And I can't get in there to pick me radishes or out, you know?
Mm.
Well, like, I've tried the salt, which has always been good with the slugs and that, but it's had no effect with the buffalo themselves.
None at all?
Not at all.
Surprising.
I've tried, like, getting it thinner or thicker or throwing it at the buffalo, but
it doesn't seem to.
I'm running out of strength and I can't really entertain the wife anymore, you know? If you could help, like.
Well, there's absolutely nothing I can do, Gary, but a Cadbury's Boost is slightly rippled with a flat underside and it could help you see off aphids or attacks of troublesome moles, if that's any help.
That's no help at all, really, but thanks. Nice to speak to you.
All right.
Colin, Can you pop in here a minute?
What's up, Dad? Why's Mum crying?
She's crying, Colin, because she found this under your mattress.
Ah.
Is that all you've got to say? Ah. You subject your mother to some of the most disgusting images ever seen, and all you can say is, ah.
But I've never seen it before in my life.
Colin, don't make it worse than it already is.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just curious.
Look, if you wanted to know about the birds and the bees, you should have asked us. But this sort of filth... Really, I thought we brought you up better than that. Now take it out and burn it.
The new Club 1830 brochure is out now, with a chance to win 10 grand. See your travel agent for details.
Brand Conversations is the new latestest way to speak to modern consumers. I got up to date with Dr. Mark Hollis, professor at the Institute of Contemporary Media Studies and New Things.
Oh, excuse me, young fellow, my lad. I'm looking for your lecturer.
That's me.
Really?
What?
No, just jeans, the funny hair.
Sorry?
No, I mean cool. So, Dr. Marky, baby.
Excuse me?
What is Brand Conversation, man?
Well, it's about advertisers moving away from one-dimensional messages and entering into a constant dialogue with their customers.
Groovy.
And at the cutting edge of this is radio advertising.
Freaky.
Yeah. This is because radio is a conversational medium. It's two-way. Radio invites a response.
Like, wow.
What?
You know, a response like, wow.
Well, it's more of an emotional response.
Wow.
Yeah, but internal.
Wow.
Right.
So if you want a hip and happening way to reach your customers, radio advertising really is the brand conversation medium. Find out more at rab.co.uk. Fat. With a PH, obviously.
Could you leave now?
Okay.
This mix was brought to you from the collection of Jeff Barton.